Today's the kind of the second of our 2 days working by ourselves, trying to just work against each other and do some things that we need to do, and then be ready to go against Philadelphia tomorrow. So looking forward to today and the 2 days we've had, and obviously also next week will be a good opportunity for our team to play against the Eagles and the offense and defenses and schemes that they run. And players they have, so that'll be a good opportunity. But it's we need 2 good days here. We had one yesterday, so hopefully we can string a couple together.
Today more of a walkthrough, Bill, or what are you doing?
No. Nope.
Full pads today, or more dial it back to prepare for full pads tomorrow?
No, we were full pads yesterday, and we'll be in pads tomorrow.
Any progress with Dobson or Easley in terms of them being able to take the next step to join?
They're making good progress.
The joint practices, I know we just came off them with the Redskins. What was your takeaway from last year's experience with the Eagles as they obviously prepared?
Great. It was great. I thought we had a good, Chip and I talked about we did a lot of situation work, and Chip and I kind of talked about the things that we felt like our teams needed, and I think we were able to accomplish those in the practice sessions. So, a lot of young guys played in the game. Sure, it'll be that way again this week. But practice sessions, we got a lot of experienced players playing against each other in situational play, and I think that will serve us well and did serve us well last year.
Bill, do you anticipate same kind of volume and intensity
Yeah, probably be, I think our schedule with the Eagles this year is about the same as it was last year. So probably whatever it was, it'll be something similar to that.
In the case of last week, when guys are out there for 7 to 8 plays, perhaps on Tuesday, and then playing a game on Thursday, how does that affect your evaluation of them playing the game, having participated so extensively 2 days earlier?
Yeah, well, that's what we have to work with. Their players practice the same, they were out there the same amount of time we were. So I think that's one of the good things about it is going into the game, you have kind of an equal preparation base. You're seeing them, they're seeing you. However long you're practicing for, they're practicing for. So I think it kind of, levels the field that way. And look, training camp is that's this time of year where we got to grind through it. So it's not our regular season schedule, but we don't have time for that. We don't have enough practices to do it that way. We've got to treat practices and games as work days. So that's we only have so many opportunities. We've got to take advantage of all of them.
As far as the structure of the practices with the Eagles, you said earlier last week that you had talked with Jay Gruden quite a bit leading up as far as getting everything together, what you guys wanted to do. How was that process with Chip Kelly this year, and does it change dramatically from last year?
Yeah, I think that, I don't want to speak for Chip, but I think that we both felt that it was productive last year, and we decided not to make many changes. Just a couple minor things, really, kind of within different periods, what type of personnel we would or wouldn't use, or, how many, really, it's minor.
What have you seen from Taylor McCullough and his ability to play both sides of the field, both sides of the ball?
He works hard. He's a good kid. He works hard. He's pretty smart to be able to, handle multiple responsibilities plus the kicking game. A long way to go. Not really very experienced on either side of the ball or special teams. And, he's making a big jump from where he played last year to where he's playing now. So it's a big, big mountain to climb for him. But, he comes in here, works hard every day. Like I said, he's a tough kid. He's diligent. He pays attention. He's got a lot to learn, a lot to do. So we'll see how it goes. But he's working at it and getting better.
What goes into the decision of of maybe trying a defensive player on the offensive side of the ball? And kind of, it does it take a special player to try to transition them?
I'd say probably at least half the fullbacks in the NFL play defense in college. So yeah, I think it's like rare. Some do, some don't. I don't know. At that position, just as many defensive players playing fullback as our offense, like James Devlin, played linebacker in college. So,
you know, looking ahead to tomorrow's joint practice, the Eagles, you know, have a player who mixed it up with one of your guys last year, and since that time, he's made less than flattering remarks about your organization and the value of joint practices. I'm just curious if you have any opinion on Kerry.
No, I just talked to him about it.
Running a couple of tight ends yesterday. Other than their availability, I was wondering what drew you to those two guys.
Well, Steve and Ben both have, you know, a lot of experience in the blocking part of the game, so similar to, you know, Mulligan from last year. And, you know, Terrence was, you know, probably has a little more experience in the passing part of it in college. So, I don't know, we'll see how it goes.
What type of offseason did Dan Connolly have?
Good. Good. Dan had a real good offseason. I don't think he missed anything. I mean, birth of his daughter in training camp, but you know, he's been, you know, a good participant, made a lot of, you know, the usual off season type gains in terms of building up from, you know, the end of the year. You know, as usual, is working at, you know, all the spots, center and guard, as well as some, you know, roles in the kicking game. So he's, you know, a solid guy for us. Always does a good job.
He played a lot for you at center in 11, and then obviously switched over to the right guard the last 2 years. Is there almost a feel like for you as a staff to just sort of get re-familiar with him at that position in terms of game, you know, game review of his play, or have you seen enough of it?
Well, I mean, sure, I think he needs to play there or work there if he's going to play there, but he's done that. He did that in practice last year. I mean, you know, whenever we go into a game, we have to have two centers, goes without saying. So usually if you have seven linemen, you have three tackles. If that one of those tackles doesn't play center, which is usually the case, then you have four for three inside, and two of them have to be center. So in our case, you know, we would have probably moved Dan from guard to center and replaced him with a guard, as opposed to a backup center. In a lot of our active list groupings last year, you know, that's where the lineup would have gone. Although it probably, I don't think it came to that. I don't know if it ever came to that, because Wendy's played a lot of snaps over the last 2 years at center. So, but either you carry a backup center, or you, one of your linemen is the backup center, and you carry a backup whatever he is. So Dan's always played center, and he's always been very close to playing center. So he practiced a lot at center, and I think last year in preseason, you know, he did play some center as well. So, but you know, he's shown the ability to do both, and that, you know, makes him really valuable for us.
So yesterday, Rob said he hasn't been cleared for contact yet. Is that true?
Yeah, we have players in a lot of different situations physically. So whatever they are, then that's, and some of that changes from day to day. So whatever they are, that's the way we proceed.
I got a chance to see Kyle Arrington play a little bit on the back end of the defense yesterday, and obviously we've seen a lot in the slot on the outside too. What is it about Kyle that allows you to maybe move around the secondary a little bit?
Well, you know, I think Kyle's got a, you know, really a good skill set to play anywhere back there. I mean, he's fast, he's tough, he's a good tackler, which your safeties need to be. Not the corners don't need to be, but it's even more important at safety. So he tackles well, he runs well, he's a very athletic player. So I would say his toughness and his tackling, similar to Devin, same type of player who played corner to safety, with similar type skills, speed, range, toughness, you know, those assets you need at safety, and Devin has them, Kyle has them.
Just going from slot to safety, it seems like in terms of in the secondary, that's just about as different a position as you can get working in pretty confined areas of one versus the other, but maybe half a field to cover or more.
Well, it's definitely different. It's definitely different, no question. But again, there's no way, you know, when you start getting into sub defenses where you're playing five and six defensive backs, you can't, you know, carry 12 defensive backs in a game. So everybody has a backup for their position. Somebody has to play multiple positions. Same thing we just talked about with the offensive line. So now this is the time of year in training camp where we try to work players at different positions, not to move them, but to give ourselves and our team depth. So when we get to a 46-man roster, we're able to sufficiently back up everybody, and that certainly includes a kicking game where we have really 66 players when you count all six teams, or 44 for sure on the kickoff and punt teams that also have to have backups. Sometimes that's one person backing up multiple positions. So it's the being able to do multiple jobs and multiple things, you have to have that on your team, and especially when you eliminate a lot of players on your team, like the offensive linemen and the quarterbacks and the specialists and all those who really don't factor into a lot of your offensive or defensive personnel groups or the kicking game, then you have even a smaller number to work with. So all those positions that you have to have, you have to have somebody to do those jobs, and you have to have somebody to back those jobs up. You don't really have all that many players to choose from, to tell you the truth, when you really think about it. So, you know, you knock out some specialists, some linemen. I mean, you're down into the, you know, I'd say you're into the 30s pretty quickly for, you know, a lot of jobs.
Would have been your impressions of just the way Malcolm Butler has competed? Obviously not, you know, putting him in any Hall of Fame or anything, but just for a young kid coming in trying to hang in there, what have you noticed from him?
Yeah, I think he's done a good job, you know, every day coming out there being ready to compete. He's got a long way to go. He's got a lot to learn. There's a lot of things different here than where he played and who he played against, but and that's all in the past. So just got to take it day by day. He's learning every day. Works hard. He's gotten better on a daily basis. Still has a long way to go. We'll see how it goes. You know, this week against Philadelphia, it'll be another big week for all our young players, and then Carolina, and you know, then have, you know, at some point have to start making some type of evaluation of, you know, how whether these some of the younger players are, you know, whether their performance is escalating, leveling off, or declining. And, you know, as all the multiples and the practices and games and all start to pile up, we'll just see, you know, that'll take a toll on some, and some it won't. And we'll just have to let that play itself out. There's really no way to predict how that's going to go until we see it. So we'll see it. All right. Thank you.